こんにちは。
Good morning, everyone.
今日はイエス様のコミュニティへの召しということで、キリストの家族について話させていただきます。
Today I want to share about Jesus' call to community through a personal testimony about our church family, the family of Christ.
突然ですが、私は自分の家族が大好きです。違う。これじゃなくて、これだよ。友達には紹介して自慢してしまうくらい。どんなことよりも自分のことよりも家族を優先してきました。神様もよくご存知で、神様を知ったのは弟の瑞希を通してでした。
I really really love my family, the Kalanobu family. I love them to the point that I can almost brag about them to my friends. I prioritize my family and their needs over other things, including myself. God knows this too.Because he used my younger brother Mizuki to be the bridge to help me to meet and know God.
私の家族は父、母、そして3人の兄弟と私の6人家族です。父とは離れて住んでいますが、しょっちゅう一緒に出かけるくらい仲良しです。今は母と2人でのんびり暮らしています。母には今でも甘い手を世話してもらっています。兄は外見も中身も本当にかっこいいです。そして兄弟の中で一番私と性格が似ている弟と、とても賢く私よりもしっかりしている妹がいます。
Our family is a family of six, including my parents and my three siblings. The rest of us have lived separately from my dad, but we do have a good enough relationship that we still spend time and go places together. Currently my mom and I live in an apartment and she is still caring for me in many ways.My older brother is not only attractive in appearance, but also in his character. And then there's my two younger siblings, my younger brother, with whom I am closest and share the most similar personality traits, and my younger sister, who I think is very smart and stronger than me.
中学の頃までの私は家では元気だけど、外では静かでおとなしい子供でした。もともと自分を出すのが苦手で、喜怒哀楽などの感情をうまく出せない性格でした。人間関係もうまくできる方ではなくて、友達も少なかったので、学校もあまり好きではなかったです。
Until I completed junior high, I was the kind of kid that was very happy and lively in our home, but quiet and reserved at school or anywhere else. I was never really good at comfortably expressing myself or demonstrating my feelings or emotions openly. Since I had very few friends, and I'm not naturally gifted in relationships with others,I didn't really like going to school very much either.
私には家族の存在がすごく大きかったです。家族さえいれば、もうそれで十分と思ったくらいです。小学6年生の時に両親が離婚してからは、家族に対する気持ちがさらに強くなりました。まだ子供だったのでできることは限られていましたが、それでも家族を助けるためにその時にできることを精一杯やっていました。
Perhaps that's one of the reasons why my family was so important to me and such a big part of me. I always felt as long as I had my family, that was all I ever needed and wanted. When I was in the sixth grade and my parents divorced, my feelings about my family became only stronger. I was still just a kid, so I was limited in what I could do, but I was determined to do anything I could to the best of my ability to support, care for, and protect my family.
高校に入るとやっと働けると思って、入学してすぐバイト先を見つけてバイトばかりしていましたが、すごく充実した高校生活でした。母と一緒に2人で子育てをしている感覚で、弟や妹の学校行事などはほとんど参加していました。もちろん嫌々ではなく、家族が大好きだったからそうしていたのですが、家族のことで精一杯で、あまりそれ以外のことには興味が湧きませんでした。
When I entered high school, I was excited that finally I could work. So I immediately looked for a part-time job and felt very fulfilled with school and with my work. Besides that, I accompanied my mom for all of the school events and other important moments for my two younger siblings, almost as if I was sharing the role of parenting with her. But it was never done begrudgingly, because I loved and valued my family, so I was content to give everything to them and really didn't think about having other interests.
それだけ私にとって家族の存在が大きかったので、家族の中で問題が起きると、その影響が大きく、もともと考えすぎてしまう私はすぐに落ち込んでしまっていました。解決してはまた違う問題が起こる、それの繰り返しで、気づかないうちにそれなくていうものもたくさん背負ってしまいました。
Family played such a big role for me that anytime there was some kind of conflict or problem, it would really affect me and I'd feel really down and struggle with thinking about it too much.Just as one conflict would be resolved, it seemed like another one would happen. This cycle repeated itself so often that I got used to carrying the burdens for a lot of things that I didn't really have to.
月日は経ち、就職して4年目の時に神様を知りました。初めて教会に行った時には、なぜだか涙が溢れて泣いていました。それから4ヶ月ぐらいが経った時に洗礼を受けました。洗礼を受けてからも家族の中で問題が起こることはありましたが、洗礼を受ける前みたいにどん底に落ちることはなくなりました。私の軸が家族から神様になったことで、私自身が必要以上に知らなくなったからでした。また自分の家族の他にもう一つの居場所であるキリストの兄弟姉妹の存在が与えられたこともとても大きかったと思います。
A lot of time had passed and it was in my fourth year of full-time work that I met and came to know GodMy first time ever to come to worship here with the church. I cried and cried a lot, and I couldn't explain it. 4 months after that moment, I was baptized. Of course, there were still family conflicts after I was baptized, but I wasn't burdened like I had been before following Jesus. Since my core changed from family to God, I didn't have to carry the burdens that weren't necessary.And I think a huge part of it too was now I had a larger community in addition to my immediate family, that being my brothers and sisters in Christ, this church family.
洗礼を受けてから1年経った頃、仕事の勤務が不規則で毎週日曜日に教会の礼拝に行くことができなかったため、行けるようにするために定職を考え始めました。自分一人では決められず相談しようと思い、ある日曜日の礼拝後に話をすると、たくさんの人が輪になった話を聞いてくれました。自分のことのように親身になってくれて、時間を割いてくれて、私にも分かるように示してくださいと祈りしてくれました。注目を浴びるのは苦手で恥ずかしかったのですが、それよりもこんなに自分のために時間を使って考えてくれることが嬉しかったのを覚えています。たくさんの愛を感じました。
For a little more than a year during my first year as a disciple of Jesus, since I had shift work for my job and lived a fair distance awayFrom Miko, it wasn't possible for me to come to worship here often with my church family. So I began to consider the possibility of looking for new work. I found it hard to make that decision by myself and decided to seek the wisdom and the help of others. So one Sunday, after worship, I began to share, and a whole group of people gathered around me and really listened carefully. They really demonstrated their care for me with their time and their attention.As if it was personal to them.
今は教会の友人の紹介で、彼女が働いている保育園で私も働いています。キリスト教系の保育園ということもあって、成功を教える時間があります。その友人が産休に入るまでは彼女がその仕事を任されていて、子どもたちに伝えるように考えて愛を持って伝えていました。彼女が産休に入ると、成功を成功を子どもたちに教えられると、その仕事がいきなり私に取られてました。いきなりということもあったけど、知識が足りない私は子どもに伝えるために言葉をうまく言い換えることができず、子どもたちも不思議そうな顔をして私の話を聞いていました。
I was introduced to and now work at the same nursery school and kindergarten as one of my friends from the church here, Megumi. Because of its heritage as a Christian mission school, there's a time to teach Bible verses to the childrenBefore going on maternity leave, Megumi was given the responsibility for that and tried to do so with love. But once she went on her leave, I was suddenly asked to take on that responsibility of teaching Bible. Partially because I had just started working there, it was so new and so sudden, and partially because I was a brand new Christian and didn't feel like I had enough biblical knowledge myself, I felt really inadequate.Really inadequate to do that, and the kids would listen to me with confused looks on their faces.
人に教えられるほど十分な知識がまだないことに気づかされた私はこのままではまずいと思う。ジャイルさんの個人的な聖書の学びや水曜日の夜の教会の聖書クラスに出ることを習慣づけようと思いました。いつでも神様のことを語れるように、まず私自身が神様のことをもっと知りたい、神様ともっと近くなりたいと思って学んでいますが、この聖書の学びもコミュニティがあるからこそ受けられることです。自分のために時間を割いてくれているジャイルさんには感謝です。
Realizing that I didn't have enough knowledge to teach others, even children, I thought I couldn't continue like that, so I began a personal study with Joel on Monday evenings, and committed to join the weekly Bible study and prayer time on Wednesday evenings too. I figured I needed and wanted to know God more for myself, so that I could be ready to share about God with anyone at any time. So I committed to those times of learning. But I also realized those opportunities are there for me because this spiritual community exists. And I'm grateful to Joel for giving that time to me.
日曜日の礼拝も定食する前は自分の気分で行くか決めていましたが、今は自分の気分関係なく行けています。行きたくないなと思う時も、いつも母がパンを作ってくれているので、それを弟に送り届けなきゃと思いながら行きます。最初は弟に届けなきゃって行きますが、教会に行けば顔を見るだけで安心する兄弟姉妹がいて、話を聞いてくれたり、ただそばにいてくれたり、時間を一緒に過ごしてくれます。
Honestly speaking, before changing jobs, I made the decision weekly whether or not I would come to worship with the church here on Sunday based on how I felt and what I wanted to do. But now I'm here every week regardless of my mood on that particular day.There are moments or days when I think, I don't really want to go. But my mother always makes the communion bread for my brother and I. So I convince myself that I need to go so that I can take Mizuki his communion bread. But even on those days that I use that as my reason and motivation, inevitably I see the faces of my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. And they listen and encourage me and just stay.
自分で神様から離れてるなとか、すごく疲れてるな、今日はいけないなと思う時でも、そうやって教会の家族の輪の中に入ることで、自分一人では祈れなかったり、聖書を開けなくても代わりに自分のために祈ってくれたり、一緒に聖書を開いてくれる信仰の家族がいることは大きな祝福です。自分一人で悩んで落ち込んでいる時も気づくのがあるし、視野を広くしてもらえることを感じました。
Even in those darkest moments when I feel so far from God, or feel like I'm so tired I can't even go, when I feel like I can't pray or even open my Bible, this family of faith gathers around me and prays for me, and they open the Word of God and they share it with me. And that is a huge blessing. And I've noticed time and time again that my perspective opens.And broadens, and that the burdens and worries that weigh me down are lifted.
今は私が働いている保育園に通っている友人の娘のモナカちゃんのことを週に何回かお家まで送る時があります。双子が生まれたばかりの彼女の家にはいろんな人が来ているので、日曜日以外にも教会の家族に会います。落ち着きます。モナカのお迎えをしてくれてありがとうって言われるけど、モナカちゃんとの時間もそうだし、平日に少しでも教会の家族と顔を合わせられることは私にとっても大切で、モナカちゃんのお迎えがない日は少し寂しいくらいです。だから私もありがとうです。
Since Monica attends the nursery school where I work, recently I've had the pleasure of taking her back to her home a few times a week. With the birth of the twins, the Akahoshi household always has a few people there helping.So I get to meet several of my church family throughout the week too, besides worship on Sunday. That brings greater peace within. They always thank me for helping them by bringing Monica home. But honestly speaking, both my time alone with Monica and the moments that I get to see and connect with my church family throughout the week is something that I value and encourages me too. In fact, I almost feel a little bit sad on the days that I don't get to do that.So I feel like it should be me who expresses the gratitude.
小さい近まで私は神様に反抗していました。バプテスマを受けた前後は素直に神様と会話していたのに、徐々に壁を作って神様に本音で話せなかったり、いろんな恵みを与えてくれているのに見て見ぬふりをしたりしました。 ただ神様に対して壁を作ってどんなに頑張って自分の本音を隠そうとしても神様には全部お見通しでした。結局バレてるなら無駄にあがかず素直に本音で話した方が自分も楽だしより良い関係が作れると感じました。
It was only and just until recently that I could say that I was rebelling against God. Both before and after my baptism, I was freely and openly talking to God. But gradually I built a wall and didn't feel like I could be open and free in prayer conversation. And even though God's grace and blessings were numerous and I knew it, I pretended and even tried hard not to see them or notice them. No matter how hard I tried to hide my true feelings and thoughts, however,And no matter how much of a wall I built, God could still see everything, and He could see me. So in the end, I realized that I was wasting my time and effort, because God knew anyhow, so I should just be honest and transparent. That actually was a huge relief and allowed my relationship with God to improve and grow.
神様はどんな時も私から離れないでいてくださるし、私の方が離れたとしても、いつでも戻ってきて手を差し伸べてくださる。だから安心しきって甘えていたのだということに今になって気づきました。ただ神様だって自分の独り言を裁かなくてはいけなかったり、人間たちに無視され続けるのは辛く悲しいこと、完全に分かることはできないかもしれないけれど、そんな神様の気持ちを考えることも大切だなと感じました。
God never leaves or abandons me. And even when I try to do so, God is always reaching out to me and inviting me to come back. So that helped me to realize how spoiled I am by the peace that God offers. And I find it deeply sad that God had to give up and sacrifice His only beloved Son, Jesus, while we humans continue to ignore that and not really care. And even though I know I can't really comprehend or do this fully,I have found it really important to consider what God must feel.
神様に対して壁を作っていた私は、教会の家族、キリストにある兄弟姉妹にも同じように自分から壁を作ってしまっていました。けど自分では壁を作って自分を隠そうとしてても、結局それも隠しきれていなかったことに気づきました。もっと言えば、初めて教会に来た時から隠しきれていなかったんだと。
I was not only building a wall between me and God, but I was also building a wall between me and my church family, my brothers and sisters in Christ. But I realized that no matter how much of a wall I build and try to hide behind it, that I can never really fully do that. In fact, I'm now a little embarrassed because I realize that I've never been able to do so. Even from the first moment I stepped into this place,For worship with this church family.
ヨハネの福音書15章の箇所には12節、私があなた方を愛したようにあなた方も互いに愛し合うこと、これが私の戒めです。16節、あなた方が私を選んだのではなく私があなた方を選び、あなた方を任命しましたと書いてあります。このキリストにある家族は神様が選び集め、そして与えてくださった恵みであり祝福です。でも神様が選んで与えてくださったからといって何もしないでその関係が自然に深まっていくことはなく、愛を持って関わり続け、時間や労力を捧げて関係を深め合っていくことで初めて本当の家族となれるのだと思いました。
In today's passage from the Gospel of John chapter 15, it says in verse 12, My commandment to you is this, love others as I have loved you.And then Jesus goes on to say in the first part of verse 16, You did not choose me, I chose you. And I orchestrated all of this so that you would be sent out. This church community, this family in Christ, has been chosen, gathered, and given as a blessing of God and as a demonstration of God's grace. However, just because God chooses and gives it, doesn't mean that our relationships with one another just naturallygrow and deepen. Rather, I've come to realize that we become that true community, that family, only by continual and intentional devotion of time and offering of love as an effort to value and deepen those relationships more.
第1ペテロの手紙4章8節から10節、何よりもまず心を込めて愛し合いなさい。愛は多くの罪を負うからです。敬語を言わずにもてなし合いなさい。 あなた方はそれぞれ賜物を授かっているのですから、神のさまざまな恵みの良い管理者として、その賜物を生かして互いに使いなさい。
And in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, it says this: Most of all, love each other steadily and unselfishly, because love makes up for many faults. Show hospitality to each other without complaint. Use whatever gift you've received for the good of one another, so that you can show yourselves to be good stewards of God's grace in all of its varieties.
神様はみんながみんな同じじゃなくて、あえて違うように作って、それを合わせたときに、それぞれがそれぞれの賜物を大いに使ったり、補い合ったりすることができるように、一人ではなく、信仰の家族、共同体を用意してくれています。
God didn't make us all the same, but instead, in His great wisdom and creativity, God made us all differently, on purpose, so that when we gather together,We all bring our diversity of gifts and combine them in a way that complements and strengthens the rest. God created and purposed for us not to be alone, but to be in community, the family of faith, the church.
あの人はこんなにすごいのに自分には何もないなんて思っていたけれど、それは違うんだ。私には私なりの何かが与えられているんだ。神様が作ってくれた世界に一つだけの自分を大切にしたいと思うようになりました。そして私ができないことでも他の誰かが補ってくれる。逆に私が他の誰かを補うこともできる。だから今できることをやろうと。私に与えられている賜物が何かを知って、そして精一杯それを使っていきたいと思うようになりました。
I admit that I used to think that I had nothing to offer compared to someone else who seemed so much more impressive in their giftedness.But I was wrong. God has gifted me too, and has given me something that only I can give. I want to cherish that there is only one me that God has carefully and purposefully created in this great world. And I want to equally value that someone else can give something or do something that I cannot. Likewise, I can help them in the ways that they need it. So I realized that I want to discover and be more confident in my spiritual gifting.So that I can fully and faithfully use it for God's glory to bless others.
神様に出会ったことで、キリストの兄弟姉妹がいてくれることで、前よりももっと自分自身のことを受け入れられるようになってきています。いろんなところでたくさん助けられています。
Through meeting and coming to know God and becoming connected with my sisters and brothers of Christ here, I have accepted and valued myself way more than before.And I have received support in so many ways at so many times.
これからも神様の家族の中で互いに愛し合い、分かち合い、補っていけるように神様が与えてくださっているキリストの兄弟姉妹たちとより深い関係になれるようにそしてキリストの体の一部となれるように自分を捧げていけたらなと思います。
Going forward then, I want to give myself as a part of the body of Christ and the family of God to love,And share and help one another and grow more deeply in relationship with my Christian brothers and sisters to whom God has given me and called me. Thank you.